Today on OCN Now, Dan Christopoulos offers updates on IOCC programs, including volunteer initiatives in America, regional alcohol and drug abuse counselor training in Alaska, IOCC frontline training, and the Serve Extreme Youth Conference coming up this August.
It's our privilege to have on the phone from Minneapolis, a very cold Minneapolis, by the way, Dan Christopoulos of IOCC. He is the country representative for the United States. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Father Chris. It's great to be with you and the listeners of OCN again.
I know that IOCC is always active, and they're doing some wonderful work, not only here in this country, but in other parts of the world. So I know there are a couple of initiatives that have been undertaken by IOCC, and we want you to have the opportunity here to talk about it. Let's talk about specifically the seminarian build in New Orleans.
Sure. You know, that is a new initiative that we did this year for the first time. During the break in January between the Christmas break and the students going back, we had 12 seminarians attend from 6 of the 8 Orthodox seminaries in North America. And we were down in New Orleans still doing the rebuilding efforts from Hurricane Katrina. You might remember on previous talks that we've had that since 2006, we've sent 76 teams and about 825 volunteers down, mostly to the Gulf Coast, to work on 172 homes. But this was the first time that we've ever done this specifically for seminarians. And really the thinking is that if we can get them engaged while they're still at seminary, once they go out to the parishes, they'll really understand in a more complete way what IOCC does and how they can get their local congregations engaged in our work. So it was a very successful effort. We also were down there for the kickoff of the 150th year anniversary for the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral, which, as you know, is the oldest Greek Orthodox church in North America. And that was a special time. They did a cross retrieval in it's called the St. John's Bayou, which is right outside the doors of the church. That's actually what flooded in Katrina when the church itself took on water damage, and our frontliners were down there helping to remove the relics and everything at that time. So it was a special week for us, not only for us at IOCC, but all the participants as well.
So we're speaking here not about just theory, we're speaking about practice, hands-on work, correct?
Exactly, and that's kind of what we did. Every night we did kind of a debriefing session to talk about Orthodox theology and how that plays out with orthoproxy. And I had a priest come with us to kind of lead that. And so it was really, you know, it was fellowship, it was worship together, it was
great.
Discussing together, and it was doing the work.
Excellent. Let's talk about the IOCC-sponsored Regional Alcohol and Drug Abuse Counselor Training Program that took place at St. Herman's Seminary, I believe, in Kodiak, Alaska.
You know, that, again, I was blessed to be able to go up there. It was the first time I've been up to Alaska, and it took place at the seminary there. Again, there are 8 Orthodox seminaries in North America, and St. Herman's is one of those. We sponsored this for the second time, and Alaska has the highest alcohol abuse and substance abuse rate and suicide rate in the nation.
My goodness.
So this are very, these are tremendous issues to be dealt with up there. And actually, unemployment is huge. In many of the villages, there's a 90% unemployment rate. So by equipping these seminarians who are going to be ordained, most of these are local Alaskans who will go back into the villages and serve. They need more than just a theological background. And this is a training on communication skills, on spotting the signs of alcoholism and alcohol abuse and substance abuse, also sexual abuse, physical abuse, because those rates are also very high in Alaska. So it was something that we feel really could impact that whole state. And part of the reason that I wanted to go was not just to see the training and be part of that, but also to start discussions and see how we can use the platform of the Orthodox community up there, which, as you know, predates Alaska's entry into the United States, as a way to really start to combat some of these issues that are very prevalent. And because the priests are seen as leaders in those communities, and if we can equip them and support them, because not just equip them, that was the one thing that I concluded very early on, is a one-week training is great, but then they go out there and they're alone, and we need to give them support, moral support. We need to give them, you know, somebody that they can network with and get their questions answered. And you know, it's not unusual. I I talked to a couple young priests who, very early when they went to their villages to start serving, were faced with suicide and abuse issues immediately, within the first week. So this is something that, again, is new possibilities for us in the U.S. program. And we're going to take our time, as IOCC does. We're going to do some needs assessing. We're really going to try and understand, because what we don't want to do is just do one-shot kind of deals. We want something that's sustainable, especially in the local setting. And that's why it's important to talk to the local people and engage those local stakeholders so that they're really guiding something that's going to work in that culture and in that place.
Okay. One of the programs that really intrigues me that you guys do is the Frontliner program. And I know there's going to be some training in Chicago in May. We should let our listeners know, of course, that Frontline training program is sponsored by a Leadership 100 grant. So go into that a little bit more for us. I don't think many people know about it, and I think if more people did, they would want to be trained for it and get involved.
Sure. Well, you know, it was really an outgrowth of 9/11, and I think I've mentioned this on your show before, that many Orthodox priests after the events of 9/11 wanted to get engaged, but were not properly credentialed. And so, you know, the Archbishop, as the head of SCOBA at the time, really tasked IOCC with saying, what would it take to get at least a cohort of Orthodox clergy trained so that they could respond and have the proper credentials? And that really is what was the impetus for the Frontline program. Since about 2003, we've now trained 71, mostly clergy, some lay people who have counseling backgrounds. They've been trained in three different cohorts, but the last cohort that we trained in Denver last summer, as you mentioned, was part of the Leadership 100 grant to expand this, because our goal is to have a group of these frontliners in each of the 10 FEMA regions. So right now we have 71 who've already gone through the training. They've gone through training called Critical Incident Stress Management training, and it was a week-long intensive training. We're going to do the last cohort from the grant, as you mentioned, in May in Chicago. We've invited, at this point, 31 new people to join us, and that'll bring us up to 102 if everybody shows up. Now, you know, and then we'll see from there. But that was our original goal, is let's get this up to 100, because even after the training last August in Denver, you know, ironically, in October, we're responding in Colorado to the floods. And so four of the people who were trained in the Rocky Mountain region, which is FEMA Region 8, they responded to the floods themselves. And so that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish with this, that we have teams that we can assemble on pretty quick notice, within 48 hours according to our protocol, where we can be on the ground. And they're providing mostly spiritual and emotional care. And then they're doing, again, logistics assessment to see what other kinds of material goods IOCC could bring in. In the case of the Colorado floods, we were able to ship in blankets and cleanup buckets and hygiene kits. So things that people really needed as they were going back into their homes.
That's excellent. And that's why so many people support IOCC, is because you're helping others. That's the great part about it. Let's go to the next one, which I've seen, Serve Extreme Youth Conference, coming up in August. What's that about?
Well, you know, again, our overall goal of the U.S. program is to really engage the Orthodox ethos of volunteering and philanthropy, okay? And we realize that, you know, when we talk to our kids, and it's common throughout the country that kids have to do service projects. And one thing that's happened is we really have not had an organized, unified effort to implement this throughout our parishes and our dioceses and archdioceses, et cetera. The idea of the Serve Extreme Youth Conference is to gather, again, a cohort of leaders, and we're targeting seniors in high school. We're going to have slots for about 55 young people. And in this one, we're probably going to go to the bishops directly, and we're going to ask them to choose some leaders that could come to Minneapolis in August for a training. And the idea of the training is, again, twofold. One is to talk about Orthodox theology and our understanding of serving each other, of the diakonia, and understanding of philanthropy in a positive way, not feeling sorry for people, not feeling pity for people, but really offering people a hand up and not a handout. Okay? So again, part of it's going to be theoretical, and every day there will be instruction, and we'll bring in people who do this work to do the sessions. But then we're going to pair that instruction, just as we did in New Orleans, with going out on a daily basis and engaging in a service project. And the overall goal is to equip these young people to become leaders in diaconia in their own parishes with their peer youth groups. And, you know, if we do this, and God willing, this continues, you know, after a few years, we're going to have a huge group of young people that really can be impactful at the local level, because that's really what it's about.
Okay.
It's not a top-down thing. It's about a grassroots understanding and how to live out our Orthodox faith. So we're real excited about this. We received a private donation that's going to allow us to do this and bring these kids in. And let me say one thing. We're going to cover most of the cost, but, you know, part of stewardship is that they need to participate too. So we're going to ask them to pay a little bit of their own way as a commitment on their own part and understanding how you serve and how you not only give of your time and your talent, but also your resources to get this done.
So give us briefly the who, what, when, and where.
So for the Cervix Stream, it's going to be August 3rd through the 9th. Again, we're targeting Orthodox Christian people who are going to be seniors in high school. The how is going to be the question. And again, because it's the first one, the initial idea is to go to the Assembly of Bishops and to every Orthodox bishop in America and basically say, look, here's our first one. We want you to choose somebody who is a leader, who you get put this way, that could come back and engage your own diocese, engage your own, you know, youth camps in this. And so that's kind of the approach. So it's going to be a by invitation type of thing for this first one. And we're going to see how it goes. But that's the goal, and I'm excited. I mean, but all of these new things, new initiatives that we're taking, I think have tremendous potential in really helping us live out our mission statement, which part of which says to equip the local Orthodox Church to respond. And that's really what we're trying to do.
Quickly, any future plans for U.S. programs?
You know, Father Chris, there's, again, as God...
As if you don't have enough going on.
There's a lot of things, sure. Yeah. And there's things that we're looking at. But the point I'll say, and again, you alluded to it, but I want to reemphasize it. IOCC approaches this in a very professional, methodical, thoughtful way, strategic way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing in this business, I'm actually reading a book that I'm going to plug. It's called Toxic Charity. And it's an amazing book of where sometimes when we're well-intentioned, we can have unintentional consequences by our actions. And so we need to be prayerful. We need to be thoughtful. We need to do it in ways that we know work and be very sensitive and respectful. I was at a presentation of our work in Syria, just to digress real quickly. And one of the things that came through, by the way, we're doing, and I think you've talked to our people about our work in Syria, but we're the largest humanitarian aid organization right now working in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that came through is the respect that all people felt, whether they were Christian or Muslim or whatever, from our workers. And that's a hugely important part of how we do our work, that we do it in a very Christ-like way, in a very respectful and loving way.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the things that we want to, whatever we do, whatever initiative we undertake, that we want to have at the forefront of what we're trying to do.
Dan, we thank you very much for being on the program, and we continue to pray for everything that IOCC does.
Father Chris, thank you and all your support, and God bless the work that you're doing of getting the word out, and we really appreciate your partnership as a fellow Assembly agency.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to OCN Now with Dan Christopoulos. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.